You got your toothbrush?
Check.
Do you have your deodorant?
Check.
Do you have your cozy clothes?
Got that.
What?
Do they know I'm black?
Should they?
You might wanna, you know.
Mom and Dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked that he's a black man.
We're just going to put this out there. Get Out is a movie that you definitely have to see.
Exactly. Every black person.
Every person. Every person has to go see Get Out. So Get Out is a really great and important movie. First of all, it is a horror film. Secondly, I don't recommend that you Google it because you might get a spoiler. So this is a really important movie that you don't get spoiled. But the premise of it is this couple, interracial couple,
yep. Right?
Dating. Rose and Chris. Chris is a young black man, and he's going to meet her parents for the first time.
Right.
So anyways, it's written for modern times.
Very.
They head back up to her to meet her family up in, I believe that they're in New York State.
Right.
And when they get there, he meets her family. Things seem pretty on point. And then they start getting really, really weird.
Very weird.
Very weird.
Good to see another brother around here.
Yes, of course it is. Something wrong?
There you are. Do something with this.
Yes.
Oh, hello. I'm Philomena, and you are?
Chris, Rose's boyfriend. Chris was just telling me how he felt much more comfortable with my being here.
That's nice.
I think as a culture, we have gotten really used to seeing the African-American experience through a lens of either reverence, right? Hidden Figures is a wonderful example of a movie that brings to light the contributions of African-Americans in Space Race. And then we also see the black experience from historical offerings, right? From slavery and the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement. I think we have as a culture, have had a really reverent perspective toward the black experience. And Get Out it actually is like another, in my opinion, reverent viewing of the black experience, but through the lens of horror, through the your worst fear of what's your worst fear of going to meet your significant other's family that's a totally different race from you.
Well, I have to say this because I thought it was pretty funny. One of my goddaughters, she was like, hey, have you seen the movie Get Out? I said, oh, I'm going to see it because somebody else told me I need to go see it. And she said, and this is the funny, she says, if you are a black man dating a white woman, you see that movie, you're done.
This is Nielsen and Alisa.
Hey, how you doing?
So, how handsome is he?
Are you handsome?
Okay.
Oh.
Not bad. Hey, Nielsen.
The director and producer of this movie is someone you most likely have already encountered, but as a comedian, it's Jordan Peele.
Mr. Jordan Peele,
yeah. So he had a show called Key and Peele, which was on Comedy Central. Turns out the man loves horror.
Which is crazy because, you know, he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny, right? So he brings this new twist to this conversation. He actually refers to this movie as a social commentary. One of his favorite movies is The Stepford Wives, and said he largely based this movie on
that. And I can see that resemblance. I didn't know that, but hearing that is like, oh, okay, I see it. I see where he's going with this thing.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, makes sense. Another interesting thing about Jordan Peele is that he is a mixed race black man who is married. He's in an interracial marriage. His wife, Chelsea Peretti, she's also another comedian. She is white, so.
Interesting.
That's right, Ike. So when your daughter says all black men might be done with their white girlfriends, right?
He can't be, right?
No, he's not. He's in it for the long haul, right?
Exactly.
But
his wife knows what he's thinking.
That's right. So in that, I think that he brings a really unique perspective to the creation of this show to take this conversation to a place that it just hasn't gone before in the past.
Sir, can I see your license, please?
Wait, why?
Yeah, I have state ID.
No, he wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Yeah, why? That Doesn't make any sense.
Here.
You don't have to give him your ID because you haven't done anything wrong.
Baby, it's okay. Come on. Anytime there is an incident, we have every right to ask. Ma'am,
One of the metaphors that's drawn is the paralysis that experiencing racism can really cause in one's life, right?
Right.
That when you're confronted with especially subversive racism, like where someone's not necessarily, one, where somebody might not necessarily be meaning to be offensive to you,
right?
Or somebody is, but they're shrouding it in something different, how paralyzing that experience can feel, right? And how isolating it can feel. This is not a spoiler, but it is an aspect of the movie that at one point Chris gets hypnotized and he's completely paralyzed. And I've seen the... a lot of parallels being drawn to what racism, the experiencing racism, how that is very similar to his experience.
Right. Well, even when, you know, they're approached by the police officer. And I thought, wow, especially when, you know, she was protecting, I guess, if that's a, I could use that word. And it does make you think about even the things that are going on today in our lives and with Black Lives Matter. What can you say to a cop versus what someone else can say?
Right.
You know, we talk about privilege and what that really means to somebody. I mean, a lot of times we when we talk about white privilege, we talk about it in relations to men because we talk about white men having this and that and that.
Yeah.
But even with women, just the fact that you are white, you have some privilege and how that can be used, you know, in your favor or whatever.
And Rose, the character that we're talking about, is played by Allison Williams. She did a fantastic job of this when they got pulled over by the police. Actually, excuse me, they didn't get pulled over.
No.
She'd hit a deer. The police officer was called out to the scene and he was asking Chris for his identification and she stepped in and said he wasn't driving.
Right.
Right. But it's an interesting exercise in... She recognized it right away, right? And then she was just not having it.
Right, and Chris is like, hey, it's not
and
a problem.
He was like, here's my ID, officer.
Right, because you know how it goes down.
Right, or how you don't want it to go down, right? And he's exactly. like, calm down, Rose, it's fine. And she's like, no, absolutely not.
Totally.
Anyway, it is a fantastic movie. Cannot recommend it high enough. Even if you don't like scary movies, I encourage you to challenge yourself to this movie.
And I think even if you don't like scary movies, I think you will be mildly surprised. There are some points. There was a young lady who, there was one point where something happened and a young lady like screamed and jumped, but nobody else did. And so we all laughed because we're like, what was that?
I recommend going to see it with another human being. That would be a good idea.
Exactly.
Ideally someone you can grab the arm of because you'll have those moments. So
how long has this been going on? This